Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying. I wanted to talk to you from the subject of sexy excuses. Sexy excuses. I may have talked about this in the past, but I wanted to revisit it. Have you ever been wanting to do something so bad, and then you got afraid, or you got irritated, distressed, discouraged, or despondent, and you said to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to do it, and then the excuse that you made was just phenomenal, and it sounded really, really good. It sounded so good that it convinced you, and once you got it to the point where it was at its peak, you were able to relay it to others. You were able to lay that excuse out. And you also found people who supported that excuse. Because after all, it was a sexy excuse. That excuse was just, wow. You know, there was music playing when you said the excuse. It was downright romantic. People were loving it. You were loving it. But when you look back, the reason you did it was for the wrong reason. After a while, though, that sexy excuse became not so sexy. It turned out to be an authentic romantic relationship with that excuse. Then that excuse started yelling at you. You and the excuse started arguing because you saw money that you could have made, things that you could have done, just opportunity squandered because you were so busy chasing and upholding that sexy excuse. Look over your life. Look over some things, some hopes, some dreams, some wishes, some ambitions that you wanted to pursue, but you decided not to pursue them because you had a sexy excuse. Go back and reevaluate those dreams. Pick them back up. Find people who, no matter how sexy the excuse is, they won't go for it. Think about it like a person who all they have to offer is looks. And a person is like, looking good ain't looking enough. Is not good enough. And they say that to the excuse that you're making. And they hold you accountable, hold your feet to the fire. Sexy excuses. You have once again come into the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Wonderland, wonder why it was created in the first place. And Never Neverland wished that it never was created at all. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please live like you'll die today. I quit!